Welcome once again to session 6. Once again, we're looking at depression, and in session 5, we talked about spiritual depression. Now we want to, and in that session, we looked at signs such as losing spiritual vitality and joy, losing touch with your faith, struggling, you know, in the place of prayer, withdrawing from church, not finding joy in worship, avoiding other members, failing to find comfort in prayer, you know, and all those signs that we've talked about. Now let's look at the causes of spiritual depression. What are the causes of spiritual depression? 1. Fixation on past sins and mistakes. When a person is fixated on past sins and mistakes, and what does it mean to be fixated? The Bible is very clear. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. Okay. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. A person who is fixated on past sins cannot move past confession, receiving forgiveness, repentance. Now, repentance simply means a change of mind, a change of direction. You realize that you are going the wrong way and you change direction. For a person who is spiritually depressed, they're fixated on their past sins, they're fixated on their past mistakes. They've repented, they've confessed, but they just can't seem to get past it. The second cause of depression is neglecting your spirituality. Okay? And this has to do with focusing on the environment. The person is more driven by what they see than by the spiritual realm. And remember that the Bible is very clear in stating to us that all that we see came from the unseen. Not the inexistent, but the unseen. And that's the spiritual side of life. So, one of the main causes of spiritual depression would be to neglect your spirituality and be more focused on the environment and things that happen around you. Another cause of spiritual depression is doubt. Doubt your faith, doubt your beliefs, doubt your life, doubt your purpose, doubt your goals. And all these three areas of doubt, faith, life, and purpose, maybe because you are not guarding your heart, like Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 enjoins us to do. Then the fourth cause of spiritual depression I want us to look at is excessive self-examination. Now, I always advocate that people introspect, people examine themselves. Bible tells us, examine yourself and see if you are still in the faith. So some self-examination is good and improves the quality of our choices, our decisions, our purpose, our life. However, when it becomes prolonged and we ruminate more on our flaws, on our choices, bad choices, on our failings, then there is a cycle that is developed through deeper fear. So, self-examination or introspection is good. When it becomes prolonged and it's ruminating, not thinking on being grateful for life, being grateful for the positive things that you have done, but it's ruminating on flaws, on choices, on failings. It cycles. It's a cycle that continues as fear deepens. Now, this prolonged rumination creates fear, and as you ruminate further, the fear is cemented, it becomes stronger, and as it becomes stronger, you will neglect your spirituality, you will become more fixated on your past sins and mistakes, then you will not find joy in worship. You will withdraw from church activities, you will avoid church members, you will not find comfort in prayer. You will begin to doubt your faith in God, doubt the ability of God. And that's altogether what we would refer to as spiritual depression. So these four are the causes of spiritual depression. See you in session 7 when we talk about preventing depression. Thank you for listening.